Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tuesday, here on The Daily Tip, it is October 21st, and it officially is the best time of year. I know that sometimes we poke fun of the NBA, but listen, when you have the NFL going, when you have college football going, when you have postseason baseball and the World Series stage is now officially set, and then you add in the NBA, it's just one of those things where it feels like something's always on and there's always something to bet on, which we love because we are a betting show. Coming up in the next hour here on the show, we'll start in the NFL on some of the teams that we're buying low on. We're only in October. There is still plenty of time for some of these teams that are, quote, down bad to possibly right the ship. We'll tell you which teams we believe in. At 7:20, we get on to baseball. The World Series stage is officially set. Like I said, we'll give you our take on if the Blue Jays can continue to have a magical run and beat down the mighty Dodgers and their massive payroll. At 7:40, we go on to Teaser Tuesday, my favorite teaser options in the NFL this week. It's all coming up next within the next hour here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Cenk, so this next story is a story of a rivalry between two players in the NBA, LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. And before we get into it, it does feel to me like the rivalries between players are the biggest in the NBA. Like, we see this in the NFL occasionally, where there are two players who hate each other. But I just feel like in the NBA, like, this is ground zero of, like, the most, like, petty players and the players that take it absolutely personal. I don't know what it is, the fact that maybe there's only five guys on the court or that, you know, they're not wearing helmets. It just feels like the petty level in the NBA is always way higher than in other sports.
Yeah, I wish they hated each other more. It's not really hate, it's just pettiness. But everyone just so petty. It's the best reality show amongst all the sports. Because there are guys who genuinely don't like each other, like in the NFL. And in the NBA, they sort of don't like each other, but it's more of trolling and just kind of top-level pettiness. We see it all the time. I mean, guys go after each other. If you really want to get into something that is, you know, reality-based when it comes to sport, like NBA, the NBA is the way to go.
Yeah. Well, because they do a lot of their fighting online.
Yeah.
Like, it's not in person. And it just feels like the tone is set by, like, the top level players. And it does feel to me like the best players in the NBA are not, like, getting in fights. So it's like Kevin Durant, you know, troll number one. I feel like he kind of sets the stage for the rest of the players because he's so active on Twitter and, like, social media. And you think to yourself, like, what's he doing? Like, why does he think that he needs to stoop to their level? But, like, he says that he enjoys it and he enjoys, like, you know, continuing to have an edge. So maybe it helps him. And I know he's a really petty person, and maybe this is what gives him motivation to keep on keeping on, because I know the NBA is a long season. Bless their hearts. They need load management. But, Jenks, one of the rivalries that I was referring to is Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. So apparently there's this new article on The Ringer where Russell Westbrook chronicles all the ways in which he thinks LeBron James is a phony. And listen, when you read something, you already have, like, a preconceived notion because, Jenks, we've seen, like, little hints of this. Like, I don't know if you saw, like, the series where LeBron James was always like, I love reading. I'm always going to be reading a book when people come up and ask me questions. And, like, the book's upside down. You're like, LeBron.
All right, dude.
Flip the book if you want people to believe that you're reading. So Russell Westbrook goes on, like, this epic rant to this author saying that, like, oh, you know, LeBron James is so fake. Like, even his movie choices, he says he's, like, a huge Godfather fan to, you know, appeal to, like, the cinephiles in L.A. And it feels like he hasn't even watched the movie. So when you see details like this, do you believe in Russell Westbrook saying that LeBron's a phony? Or do you say, hey, Russell Westbrook hates LeBron and he's just being petty?
No, I think Russ is probably spot on. Like, it doesn't mean LeBron's a bad guy. I think it's well established. He's a good family man. He's a good person, right? He's done a lot in his career for communities. All that is true. And also, I think he's probably just a little phony. Like, who keeps it real more? LeBron or Russ? Like, Russell Westbrook does. Like, Russell Westbrook is going to keep it real all the time. He's going to keep it 100 on a regular basis. Whereas LeBron has more of an image to upkeep. Didn't Russ, like, walk into, like, some sort of lounge or something and confront a fan or something a couple of years ago? Like, Russ is going to clap back at someone. Like, LeBron will pull aside Stephen A. Smith and say, I don't like the way you keep my son's name out of your mouth, and it's a big to-do, right? And everybody talks about it, but it's all part. It. I don't want to say it's contrived, but Russ will come into the stands and beat your ass. Like, Russ is going to keep it real. So I have no doubt whatsoever that Russ sees some of this. He's like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, and Russell Westbrook has been the villain before. Like, mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest flaws for LeBron, and, like, listen, like you mentioned, he is a good guy all around. He does not get mm-hmm. into trouble, and he's been in the spotlight forever. So, like, let's preface by saying that. But I think one of his biggest character flaws is that he cares too much if people like him.
Right.
Doesn't it feel like that? Like, somebody who is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, who cares what they're saying about you? You know, if you want to go to Miami and win a bunch of rings, who cares? It is your life. But it just feels like he wants to be in movies. He wants to be a star. He wants to go to LA and make a legacy with the Lakers because they have all this glitz and glamour mm-hmm. with this franchise. So it just, it's one of those things because LeBron James has been in the spotlight for so long. Like, we all feel like we know him. And I feel like that's my biggest takeaway, is that he cares so much about public opinion.
Oh, no question. It's part of, I mean, it's part of, I don't want to say it's part of his greatness, because public perception aside, he's one hell of a basketball player, arguably the greatest of all time, right? We all know this. But certainly, LeBron has bigger plans. He has a greater image to uphold. And part of that image is making sure that he manages sort of everything, which is how he looks in this situation, how he looks in this situation. Also, he's out in Los Angeles, so that adds another layer to it as well. What does he want to do post-basketball? I guarantee you he's not going to fade from the spotlight. Like, LeBron is not going to go and be an assistant coach somewhere. I bet Russ would. Russ would do that. Russ would be on a staff. Or he'd go play in some older league and keep balling. LeBron has bigger plans than that, and I think we'll see that. And because of that, and because he's such a worldwide phenomenon, he always wants to make sure that he doesn't make a misstep, which means in a lot of situations, he probably sort of has to just be very generic with how he acts and sort of has to glad hand and not really be as demonstrative as Russ is.
I feel like this is what people kind of hold against him, because his personality feels so different mm-hmm. than, like, Michael Jordan. And, like, maybe we have it all wrong, because, you know, LeBron James, like I said, has been an upstanding individual that gives to charity, and he's been, from as far as we know, a good family man. And then you look at Michael Jordan, and it feels like he has the ultimate, like, F you attitude. Like, when his career was over, like, I know he does, like, the ownership stuff, but if he wanted to be a regular on, like, NBA Countdown, he could be, but he doesn't want to.
Right. No, I mean, MJ is definitely more of a Russ type than a LeBron type. Like, MJ was popular because of the marketing around him, because of, you know, the Be Like Mike and Gatorade, and because of Nike was a big part of that. But it's also because he was just such a stone-cold killer. And nobody had ever seen anything like that. I mean, it is about basketball with LeBron, but with MJ, it was really about basketball because he certainly didn't have the marketing behind him that LeBron has. I mean, LeBron, because of where we are, because of social media, I mean, is a, I don't want to say he was the phenomenon that Jordan was, but he certainly, I think his tentacles go into more areas, right? Like, yeah, Jordan did Space Jam, but you can see LeBron continuing to lean into Hollywood. Like, he's already been in a film already. I bet he continues to do that, whereas MJ doesn't seem like he's really interested in that at all.
Yeah, it feels like Michael Jordan, like, does stuff because people force him to. Meanwhile, it feels like LeBron James is, like, forced on us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's, like, the correct way to phrase it, but, like, that's what it feels like. Oh, God, we got to watch another movie with LeBron James? And then he's, like, just smiling so big and laughing. You're like, God, shut up, LeBron. But I will say he was pretty good in Trainwreck. I will give him some flowers for his performance in that movie with Amy Schumer. I thought that was a good one. All right, Jenks. So let's switch to the NFL because the NFL is going right now. And maybe it is a good chance to buy low on some of these teams who have been, quote, down bad as of late. And let's start with the Ravens, who sit at 1-5. And Jenks, as I was looking at some of the lines this week on the NFL slate, I couldn't believe this line. Like, the Ravens are 7-point favorites at home against the Bears. So something tells me that maybe Lamar Jackson could be back for this game, or at least that's what it feels like the odds makers are telling us with this line. But he did miss practice on Monday. He's still out with that hamstring injury. The Ravens defense has looked like a mess the entire season.
Yeah.
I see in the rundown that Den put that Derrick Henry is only getting older. Just let the record reflect that he said that and not me. Don't come at me, King. I love you. But are the Ravens a team that you're still willing to buy stock in? Over at BetMGM to make the playoffs, it's only +105. So clearly the odds makers believe that there is still some life left in the Ravens. Do you believe that?
No, not at all. First of all, if the Ravens are laying 6.5 at home against the Bears, Lamar is playing. 100%. There's no way that the Ravens are laying 6.5 against the Bears in Baltimore with Cooper Rush at quarterback. That is Lamar is playing, is what that line tells you. Number two, I am not putting any money on the Ravens. The Ravens are an abject mess right now, and I feel like you're throwing away your money if you put your money on Baltimore. They could go on a run. They could. I just don't think it's going to happen. And if I'm going to bet on the Ravens to make the playoffs, I want to have a hell of a lot more plus money than +105. No thanks. Yeah, and their defense is a mess. You know what I mean? Like, right. So, sure, Lamar is a difference maker, obviously, but their defense is just garbage. So, based on just that alone, I wouldn't touch Baltimore.
Well, also, they're 1-5. You know, you almost have to run the table from here on out to make the playoffs, and the Steelers are sitting pretty in the AFC North. And especially at that price, like, that's the bottom line for me. If I was getting a bigger number, we would talk, but +105, there are better plus money bets on the board. Like, just take, like, I don't know, like, somebody anytime touchdown, and you get your money this week as opposed to having to wait the entire season. All right, so next up, let's talk about your Washington Commanders. So right now, the Commanders sit at 3-4, losers of 2 in a row. Jaden Daniels is hurt. But you're getting big plus money on them to make the playoffs. Yes is 3-1. No is -375. And Jenks, I did screenshot this last night because Femi on You Better You Bet said, quote, it's over for the Washington Commanders. It was a graphic that was posted by the BetMGM network. Does this grind your gears or do you agree with Femi here?
No, I don't think he's off base. It's just, nothing is trending right for the Commanders. Do you know what I mean? Like, their defense is a mess right now. They can't really stop anyone. They just lost Dorrance Armstrong for the season, which I know a lot of casual fans will say, well, that's not a big deal. It is a big deal. He was a top five player in sacks in the NFL, and they were already having issues on the defensive line anyway because of injuries. Their top three receivers are out. Like, maybe they get Terry McLaurin back this year or this week. Probably not. I mean, maybe it's a possibility, but their top three starters have not played together all season long. Jaden Daniels is having an MRI on his hamstring, and even if it's tweaked a little bit, you think they're going to risk him based on the possibility of a longer-term injury? No, they're not. Their schedule is absolutely brutal coming up with the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. They gave that game away against the Bears. They got drilled by the Cowboys. It's all kind of falling apart for Washington this season.
I think it's just kind of tough because in the bigger picture, like a lot of this is, hey, can they make a wild card? Because right now the Eagles sitting atop the NFC East at 5-2. Even the Cowboys are ahead in the standings from the Commanders. We know they just beat them. Mm-hmm. Cowboys 3-3-1, Commanders 3-4. We have like 30 seconds. Den, I feel like you are normally a more positive person. Do you have a positive spin here?
Well, I've started a prayer circle for everyone to get healthy, so that's positive.
Oh,
if we can get this thing going, you know, I prayed a couple rosaries, you know, so we got, you know, hoping that can help. Just heal Jane Daniels' hamstring up. Be nice and good.
Ah, turning to the supernatural. That's always a great sign of things to come for your team. If you are depending on rosaries, hell, maybe make a trip to New Orleans. Get a voodoo doll. All right, coming up next, we talk baseball. The stage is set for the World Series. Do the Blue Jays stand a chance to extend their magic and beat the Dodgers in the World Series? Next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we're back. The stage is set for the World Series. Don't know if you guys stayed up and watched last night, but an instant classic in Game 7 between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Maybe not an instant classic if you're a Mariners fan, but George Springer with a three-run bomb to send the Blue Jays to the World Series. So, Jenks, we're going to take a look at the odds for the World Series. And obviously, the Dodgers are going to be your favorites. They have a $321 million payroll. And, of course, they cruised into the World Series and are now just, you know, sitting with their feet up on chaise lounges waiting for the World Series to start. But before we get into that, I feel like people always look at stories from like France and use it like as ammo against, like, oh, the French are the worst. Like, that would never happen in America. And I saw this story, I was like, here we go again. But like, this one is just crazy to me. So, the Louvre, don't know if you've heard of it, one of the most famous museums in the world. So, there was this huge jewelry heist a few days ago, where a couple of people just came into the Louvre dressed as construction workers. They like drilled a hole in the window and in broad daylight took some of the most valuable crystals or jewels or whatever that once were Napoleon's and simply walked out. And you're like, what is the Louvre doing? Like, maybe hire better security guards. And they still haven't found these guys. Like, when you have some of these heirlooms that are, like, some of the most valuable in the world, I don't know what France is doing, but they got to do something better because they looked like absolute fools for this.
This is crazy. Like, I'm reading about it right now, and the fact that these guys were in and out in a matter of minutes, in broad daylight.
In minutes.
They climb up this ladder, they pry open a window, they pop in, they grab the jewels, and they're gone in broad daylight. That is absolutely wild. Yeah, I'm reading about it now. I've been to the Louvre, and so that makes it even more interesting, but I cannot believe how brazen this is.
Right, and like you think to yourself, oh, did they have this like elaborate Ocean's 12 plan?
Nope.
And it's like, no, they came in on like a furniture delivery truck. And so I'm reading about this story as I'm watching Monday Night Football. I'm like, oh, well, maybe the criminals were like Jahmyr Gibbs and they were just really fast. I don't know if you saw the pictures yet as you're reading the story. The guy looks overweight. Like, well, they didn't catch this guy. It looks like the most like average person you've ever seen. And apparently, like, it's in the glass display case and he's just like cutting a hole in it and nobody's even realizing it. Like, I don't know when crowds are this sparse because, Jenks, when I went, there were, like, a 1,000 people there. But, like, salute. Like, I don't know what the odds were on somebody stealing the crown jewels in under 10 minutes. But whoever did it, what heist.
It's kind of genius because it looks so mundane. Like, when you think of a heist, when you mention Ocean's 11, right, you think of something that's very intricate, right? So if you walk by the Louvre and you saw a truck, which looks like some sort of repair truck, right? You know, some sort of repair truck with a ladder going up to a window. You'd be like, oh, they're repairing something. It's, maybe it's an HVAC unit, or maybe there's some sort of leak or something. And you see a guy who's maybe overweight crawling up that ladder. Would you think that guy's a thief? You're like, no. You'd be like, that guy's going to repair something. That's his job. So that's actually the brilliance, is that they don't look like robbers. They look like regular dudes doing a job. You're like, well, even the Louvre needs maintenance. They're probably just preparing something, and you go about your business, and then they're in and out. It's crazy.
It's crazy. As my daughter likes to say, the world is a magical place. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe not so magical when, like, the bad guys are winning. But, Jinx, we look at the odds for the World Series, and maybe the world is a magical place, and somebody can beat the Dodgers this year. Right now, it does not feel like it, because the Dodgers looked absolutely dominant on their way to the World Series. They made quick work last series against the Brewers. They swept them and looked like they did it, like, you know, with their hands behind their backs and just, you know, cruising into the World Series. So now we have the Dodgers minus 220. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays, it took them all seven games to advance past the Mariners. So I will say this, from a logic standpoint, the advantage already goes to the Dodgers because they're going to be rested. Their starters are going to be on their normal schedule. Like, we don't have starters listed for game one just yet, but I would imagine it's either Yamamoto or Blake Snell, both which were, you know, lights out in their games in the NLCS. And the relief corps should be very rested. Like, even to the point where maybe it's too rested because, like I said, Blake Snell and Yamamoto went so deep in those games that they barely even had to use the bullpen in the NLCS, and they only had four games. But I will say this. The reason that we watch sports is because sometimes the unthinkable can happen. And we see these David versus Goliath stories all the time. And just because you have the biggest payroll in the sport does not mean you're going to be guaranteed a World Series win. Like, it, a lot of times it guarantees that maybe you're going to have a great season, as we've seen the Dodgers be an absolute staple in the postseason for what feels like the last 15 years. But I think it is a little simplistic to say that the Blue Jays do not stand a chance. I'm not sure if they're going to win it, but I think they have a chance.
Oh, they absolutely have a chance. You just never know. It's baseball. And when you look at the series price, the Dodgers are minus 220, which isn't crazy. Do you know what I mean? Of course, they're going to be a heavy favorite. And also, there's a little extra juice. You're always paying a bit of a premium on the Dodgers anyway because of the Dodgers, because there's that brand name. But this isn't a crazy price on the Dodgers to win at all, which is just to say that the Blue Jays absolutely have a shot. They have the bats to match up with the Dodgers. They don't necessarily have the pitching, but One thing we do know with LA is that if their starters don't go long, you can get to their bullpen. And again, it's baseball. So guys can go cold. Lineups can go cold. Pitchers can get hot. Pitchers can lose it and get absolutely shelled early. So Toronto didn't just, you know, make its way here by beating a bunch of bottom feeders. They beat the Yankees. They came all the way back to beat the Mariners, another good team. They deserve to be here. They can absolutely win this series.
Yeah, I think if there's a team that can slug with the Dodgers, it's definitely the Blue Jays, because right now they're averaging more runs per game in the postseason than any other team that was even in the postseason. And obviously, they're one of the last two teams standing, but more runs per game than the Dodgers, averaging more than 6 runs a game. So if anybody can slug with the Dodgers' bats, it's probably the Blue Jays. Yeah. Am I saying that they're going to win those games that Blake Snell and Yamamoto pitch? Not necessarily, but this is a 7-game series. So I do think that they stand a chance, and maybe you can look at the series prices for games played, but like the juice is kind of throwing me off just because over 5.5 games in the series is -165. It's a little too juicy for me to play.
Yeah.
Under 5.5, I think if you think the Dodgers dominate, maybe that's the way to go, where you can have like the Dodgers in a gentleman sweep where, okay, the Blue Jays have one game where they win and it goes to 5 games. But still, I happen to think that I think we might get 6 games in this series. Okay. It just feels like the Blue Jays are playing with so much confidence right now.
Yeah.
And we see this all the time in baseball where momentum matters. A team just catches fire. And I know that's not really the case for the Blue Jays because they've been good all season long. But still, the way in which they won Game 7 and with all the fans behind them, it just feels like we were saying this about the Mariners, how they felt like a team of destiny. Mm-hmm. Now it kind of feels that way for the Blue Jays. And plus, they have hitters that are on fire right now.
Yeah.
Like we were just talking about George Springer. He had the big home run in the game last night. He was the World Series MVP in 2017 when the Astros took down who? The Dodgers. So if anybody knows how to do damage against the Dodgers, it's certainly George Springer. Now 3rd all-time on the career postseason home runs list. And then the series that Vladdy Jr. had. Like, mm-hmm. who's seeing the ball better than him? Very few players. So it just feels to me like the confidence is there for the Blue Jays. I don't think they're coming into this series saying, oh, we'll be lucky to win one game. I feel like the Blue Jays are coming in with a ton of confidence.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, they have nothing to lose. I know I say this, but everyone expects the Dodgers to win, right? The pressure is on the Dodgers to repeat. They're the first team to go back to the World Series when they won the World Series since 2009, which I believe is when the Phillies did it. And no one is going into the series, at least most casual experts, are saying, yeah, it's the Dodgers. It's the Dodgers. They have the better team on paper. They have been the better team. There's a reason why they just rolled through the postseason. So if you're the Blue Jays, you're playing with house money, and you've shown a lot of resilience along the way. That's the one thing you have to feel good about if you're Toronto, is that even if you go down against the Dodgers, you can say, well, guess what? We were just here against a very good Seattle team, by the way. So we were just at this point. We were down 0-2, and we were down at home. We went on the road, came all the way back, and then they rallied in a Game 7. So Toronto is playing with about as much momentum as you can be playing with right now. And also, look, it always helps to have rest, but I feel like in a situation like this, particularly in baseball, when you play 162 games a year, like, it's better to have the momentum, frankly. So I'm not going to be surprised if the Dodgers win. But if you're Toronto, you get a couple days rest and you're right back at it. And they're the ones who probably have a better chance of staying hot than the Dodgers because they need to get hot again.
Right. Sometimes it feels like it's not an advantage to be sitting around for too long. So
right.
The fact that the Dodgers swept and, you know, they've been waiting around. And sometimes I think it helps pitchers, but it hurts hitters. Because even if you're taking batting practice, it's not the same thing as taking like meaningful at bats in games against live pitching. So maybe that's the sabotage factor. Maybe the Blue Jays can steal, like, I don't know. Even after I think about it, though, that's going to be the toughest pitching matchup for the Blue Jays, is like the game one and game two. Well, then you get to Glasnow, and then you get to Ohtani. So then it's like you're back at square one. We're like, the Blue Jays have a chance, right? Let's look at the starting rotation. Blake Snell, absolutely dominant. Yamamoto, absolutely dominant. Tyler Glasnow. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, Ohtani, the greatest baseball player of all time, who's coming off 6 shutout and 10 punch outs last game. Oh, and 3 home runs when he's starting that game as well. I try to talk through it, Jenks.
It's
oh,
it's tough.
Man. The Dodgers are favored for a reason.
Yes, they are. And look, it's not to... Look, the Dodgers should win this series. The Dodgers are more talented. The Dodgers put on an absolute clinic. But also, I don't know if the Dodgers can play a whole lot better. That's the thing, too. So if... Maybe they can, and if they do, they're untouchable. You cannot beat LA, and that's the one frustrating thing that you have to be worried about if you're Toronto, is that as much resilience as Toronto has shown, the Dodgers can't play a whole lot better because they haven't really had to touch their bullpen, which is maybe the one little weakness that they have, because their starters have been going so deep into games. And then what happens? Shohei, who won the NLCS MVP essentially on one game, and he should have, suddenly awakens, which we knew that was going to happen. So now the Dodgers are coming into this series hitting on all cylinders. Like, they are playing their best baseball of the season at the perfect time. So it's easy to make a case for the Dodgers, but you never know.
Right. If the Blue Jays can just, like, hang around during, like, the first 5 innings, they'll have a chance in the later innings. Because like you've said, like, the one weakness of the Dodgers is their bullpen, or at least their depth, their bullpen. And so if the Blue Jays can make it a series and you get multiple games where maybe you get a shot against the bullpen,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I guess it could happen. It's just here on the show, like, we always try to, like, make the best case that we can make for a side. And it's just like all of the ammo falls on the side of the Dodgers. I think that's just the problem. All right, so there are other ways to bet this if you want to bet on World Series MVP. Shohei Ohtani is your favorite at plus 165. Obviously, playing for the Dodgers, who are favored to win the World Series, and plus, coming off one of the best performances you will ever see in a postseason baseball game. But plus 165 is very short odds for an award that sometimes goes to a player that has really long odds, Jenks. We've seen this in World Series before. Like, I think there was a year the Red Sox won it where it was like Steve Pierce or somebody that won a World Series MVP. And a lot of it is sometimes timely hits and timely home runs. So sometimes these things can be a little bit tough to predict. So I'm not somebody who's big on World Series MVP bets, but we do have some reigning or some defending, or I guess I would say former World Series MVPs who are in the mix here. George Springer, coming off a huge game last night, was the 2017 World Series MVP for the Astros against the Dodgers. He's 10-1, but obviously the Blue Jays would need to win for that to happen as well. Freddie Freeman, 12-1. He was the 2024 World Series MVP and one of the best career hitters on the Dodgers. Like, it feels like his floor is pretty high. Like, Freddie Freeman's usually pretty dependable.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it just feels like this is a market where I'm not saying anybody can win, but, like, it's not going to shock me if, like, Teoscar Hernandez, like, has, like, some big games and, you know, hits some big home runs, because we've seen that from him in the past. Or, you know, you look at some of the starting pitchers. If you get 2 good starts from Blake Snell, he's in the discussion as well.
Yeah. I like Mookie at 18-1, just from a value perspective. I mean, you're talking about a guy who can play as well as anyone at 18-1. This would be a straight value play for me. I don't want to bet Shohei at plus 165. There's not enough value there. So, and plus, there's a possibility they could avoid him if they're pitching to him, maybe. I don't know. It's just too short for me.
Yeah, you can bet on Shohei to hit a home run at, like, plus 165.
Right.
Just do that. All right, coming up next, back to the NFL. It is a teaser Tuesday. Time to give you the best teaser legs in the NFL this week. Next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're back on a Teaser Tuesday. It is October 21st here on the show. And so in a few minutes, I'll give you my favorite teaser options for this week in the NFL. And every time we post these, Jinx, and I say, who ruins my teaser? Most people are like, oh, that's a great teaser. Nobody ruins it. Two teams ruined my teaser last week. And I feel like I was feeling pretty confident in this one. So last week, we had the Colts +7.5 on the road to the Chargers. The Colts did their job. They won that game outright. Had the Falcons +9 against the Niners. They lost by 10. So we lost on that. And then the Bucs +10.5 against the Lions. Like, I thought the Bucs for sure had a chance to keep that within 10.5 points. They did not. So my point being is that teasers seem easy, but like betting on the NFL, it certainly is not. And I feel like there's a lot of things in life like that. I was making Halloween cookies yesterday.
Okay.
And you watch these Halloween baking shows and you watch them decorate the stuff. And you're like, oh, that's easy. Like, I'm pretty artistic, right? That is not easy. So, like, you're on the couch. You're like, that looks like a third grader did that piping work. What an idiot. And then I try to ice a single cookie with a knife and, like, make the icing flat and not look like it has, like, waves in the ocean. And I can't even do that. Like, it looks so easy on TV, but decorating sweets is not easy.
Oh, I can't even cook. If I got a cookie out of the oven, I'd be like, look at these bad boys. I see me put icing on them. Like, look at this swirl that I put on. So, you're better than I am. I'm a terrible cook. Like, I can cook. Like, I can follow a decent recipe. But if you want me to, you know how some people are, and they'll just grab like something like, I got some leftover pork. Ooh, here's some frosted flakes. I could crunch those up. That'd be a nice topping. Ooh, paprika. Perfect. Hold on. And then I whip something up. You're like, it's amazing. I cannot do that. I got to be like, here's the hamburger meat. Now you mix in the noodles. I'm a terrible cook.
Well, let the record reflect that I used place and bake cookie dough. And I used the rolling pin
to
like cut the shape. So like I wasn't making my own cookie dough. Because like on those shows, they have to do everything from scratch. But also they probably have better tools than I do. Like I was just using the standard-ish like icing that comes in like the little tube that's like cream cheese frosting and a butter knife. Meanwhile, they have like all these like fancy tops and like squeeze things. So maybe I didn't have the tools handy, but also nobody's ever taught me how to do these things. So maybe I can blame it on my mom as well, because we never did fancy decorating.
Self-taught cookie maker. You tell everyone that. Yeah, I'm self-taught. Nobody taught me. I just learned to do it myself.
This would be a great YouTube bit. The Daily Tip goes to a baking class.
That would be great.
Just to have all of us at various different levels of baking, and then we have to learn how to use piping bags. And things of that nature.
That's a good idea. Also, can we drink during this? That would be great.
A bacon sip.
That is what I'm talking about. I'll
wear this and they'll think
bacon sip with the daily tip.
They're like, so this guy's been smoking outside. A bacon sip
or
would be awesome.
Or we could go to those cooking classes that use THC. Don't they have those? Like when I lived in Nevada, those were big. Like everybody wanted to cook with THC.
I bet that's right. That sounds about right. That'd be fun though. I wouldn't mind that.
Bacon sip with the daily tip. Yeah. Let's make it happen, management. Put us in one of those classes now. If nothing else, just for the content. All right. So as I mentioned, it is a teaser Tuesday. And unlike icing cookies, I do feel like at least I am more well-equipped to build teasers.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
Single week, I feel very confident in my teasers because, listen, you get 6 points in your favor and you say to yourself, oh, these NFL lines are so sharp. This is how you take advantage. So from a logic standpoint, the goal of this is to go through as many key numbers as possible because we know this is a thing in NFL betting. So I'm looking for numbers that go through 3, 6, 7. We're either teasing down 7-point favorites to 1, or we're going the other direction and we are playing like 3-point dogs or like, you know, 1-point dogs to where we can go through a bunch of key numbers. And do not tease through 0. My husband does this constantly, and Jenks, I want to strangle him. Don't do that. It's not worth it. There is no value in it. So this week's teaser is as follows. The Cowboys +9 on the road at the Broncos. Jenks, you should know because you got to watch the Cowboys offense up close and personal this week when they hung a 44 spot on your Commanders. I understand the Commanders defense is nowhere the strength of what we will see from the Broncos defense. But I also feel like this is the makeup of a team that is perfect for like backdoor covering. You know, if the Cowboys are down a bunch, they can still sling it and score points that do not matter in garbage time and cover this. So I like that. Next up on the teaser, we're going to go Falcons -1. To be clear, I'm not a huge fan of trusting the Falcons. I feel like they're a team that's very erratic. But of the options listed, so the Falcons 7-point home favorites against the Dolphins. The Dolphins feel like a terrible team right now to me. And plus, the Falcons offense should have an easy time against the Dolphins defense that's terrible against the run. I think Bijan goes absolutely crazy. I do think the Falcons win at home. So they're -1 there. And then finally, the Patriots at home laying a mere point against the Browns. I understand that the Browns defense is very good, but the Patriots in that offense and what Drake May is doing, I'm not ready to say he's the next Tom Brady, but he is very, very good. So that is the teaser, Jenks. Cowboys +9 against the Broncos, Falcons -1 against the Dolphins, Patriots -1 against the Browns. Jenks, who ruins my teaser?
It can't be the Browns, right? No, that can't be right. Broncos? Maybe. Cowboys +9? Here's the thing. The Cowboys look great, but they can't stop anybody. They cannot stop anybody. And now the Broncos have all of that momentum because that incredible comeback against the Giants and the Cowboys are going on the road. Like, as good as the Cowboys' offense is, let's remember that they're going up against a Broncos defense. Like, how are the Cowboys? I don't know. You get a few stops against the Cowboys, you can cover this number. So that would be, I would say the Cowboys are the one team that I would worry about based on the Broncos and their ability to shut down the Cowboys offense and probably to score at will.
See, here's where my theory was, is that I think that the Cowboys offense is good enough to contend with even top-tier defenses. Like, CeeDee Lamb, it feels unstoppable to me. Like, Dak Prescott can sling it. George Pickens, you know, is such a physical receiver and such a good downfield threat that, like, I'm not really worried about the Cowboys, you know, scoring points. Maybe, you know, maybe their defense is terrible. And maybe this is a breakout spot for the Broncos offense. But what we've seen from the Broncos offense for the most part of the season and outside of one quarter against the Giants is that it has not been lighting the world on fire. So I think that's where it starts for me, is that I'm not sure about this Broncos offense scoring a lot of points, even against a bad Broncos or a bad Cowboys defense. Because, like, I saw him against my Titans. Titans aren't good. And the Broncos had trouble scoring in that game as well. So I think it's just the fact that I think the Cowboys have a great offense. And plus, it is 9 points. Again, I like these type of teams to cover, you know, even backdoor cover some of these big numbers, because even in garbage time, the Cowboys can still sling it. And, like, that's what I like about the Cowboys. Let's talk about the Browns one for a second, because I will say this. Mike Vrabel came from the Browns coaching staff. I think people forget that he was, you know, assistant on their staff before he went to the Patriots. So maybe there's some inside info there. But I just don't believe in the Browns offense. Like, I understand they put the absolute beat down on the Dolphins last week. But, like, who's not putting the beat down on the Dolphins? So I feel like, especially at home, this Patriots team is absolutely cruising. But, you know, I say this about my teaser every single week. Like, there's always one team where you just do not see it coming. And maybe it's the Patriots. Like, they have been cruising for a while and they have looked so good that maybe they're just due for a clunker.
Yeah, I think that with the Browns is that the Browns will... The Browns always have a possibility of maybe pulling an upset just because of their defense, because they have they have the ability to make the game a slog, and then they make the game a slog, and then what happens? Well, then they can maybe beat you on a field goal or something like that. And I don't want to say it's a letdown for Mike Vrabel, but it is kind of a letdown spot. Not because it's the Titans, but also because it's the Titans. Do you know what I mean? Any other week, it wouldn't matter. But because of his history there, then there's not going to be quite the motivation. So I feel stronger about Dallas ruining the teaser than the Patriots, because I love the way the Patriots are playing right now. And Drake May has been so good this season. I don't know if the Browns have the offense to keep up, but they certainly have the defense to kind of make it a rock fight and maybe, maybe pull off an upset. Don't see it happening, but that's the case for Cleveland.
Do you feel the same way as I do about the Falcons? To where it's like, I feel like they should be good, but sometimes they're just not. And, like, maybe it's because they're a young team and they have a young quarterback.
Yeah.
But, like, the Dolphins are really bad. But, like, the Falcons lost by 30 points in a game to the Panthers. So, like, that's the leg that I feel the least confident in.
Really? I feel fine about that. I think that's probably fine. I was looking at it. Well, I was looking at other legs that could possibly work, but
all right, throw them out.
Well, I was gonna say it's a 7-point teaser, so it doesn't work. But I'm saying if you can get the Chiefs, I hate to fade my own team, but we've seen Washington how they're trending. If you can do a 7-point teaser and fade the Chiefs down to -3 at Arrowhead, I mean, my God, I feel like that would be easy money. I hate to say it. I don't like talking smack about my own team, but also, I'm a realist as well. It doesn't look good. But also, that's Monday night, and you're doing a 6-point teaser, so don't mind me. I'm just throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Well, I mean, you could put them in a 6-point teaser. Like, the Chiefs -4 at home, the way they're playing.
Yeah.
It just, I still have, like, this sneaking suspicion in the back of my mind that we will revert back to the Chiefs team that, like, wins close games. Do you get what I'm saying? Is that, like, I always feel like they have the capability of, like, no matter who the team is, it's like, oh, well, they're just going to, like, milk the clock and then, like, win on a last-second field goal. They win the game by 2 points. But your reservations about your hometown team are certainly well-received. Because based off that line, do we think Jaden Daniels plays? Probably not, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
We got to cheer up, Jenks. We got to cheer up Commanders fans. Well, maybe not next segment, because we will talk about the NFL as a whole. Greg Allman of Fox Sports stops by. That's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.